Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Daytime After Dark. We are back after a long vacation with Did Me a World of Good, and you know, I did some traveling, and you think I will be done traveling, but no, I'm traveling tomorrow again. But tonight I am very excited because we have one of the hottest doctors that played on the soaps, people. And I don't know why he's not on this soap by now. It's like wrong on every level there is. I mean, come on, Michael O'Leary needs to be back on soap. So I'm gonna make it happen because this is like people have been having Michael O'Leary on daytime for the last 12 years, and I think it needs to be stopped. So let's welcome Michael O'Leary back to the soap. Hey!
Hey, Kurt, how are you doing?
Good! I am so glad you are back with us, but no, I am serious. What I said, you need to be back on daytime. I am serious. There's a poet out there for you. I don't know where, but I can see you on one of the first soaps, and you don't have to play a doctor this time, Michael. You could become a serial killer, as far as I'm concerned, as long as you don't go out to someone I like. But you could become a serial killer. Tycoon or something, but daytime needs you back on daytime now. I mean, you've been gone from it for so long.
Well, I mean, Carly, I mean, in some ways I was a serial killer as a doctor because I killed 44 patients. So technically I was a serial killer and a doctor. But that's just a side note. Yeah, I would love if the opportunity were to arise to get back on another show. There are only four more out there now, right? And they're all on the West Coast. And when I started back in 1983, there were, I think, 19 soap operas. And now there's four.
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
And now there's only four, but I mean, when I say you were one of the hottest doctors on the soaps, I am not kidding. And, and you know, Rick Barrow had an edge to him. And I still think that when Danny Michelle left, I think it was Michelle, I still think she never died. I think Michael really, Rick really was hiding her. I really thought that for a long time. I thought, Mackenzie died, told everyone she died, and you took her off somewhere. I really thought that could put the edge to Rick Barrow, not make him evil. I mean, you know, your best friend was always Alan Spaulding's son, Philip. So really, you didn't need to be evil, but you could, you know, you could have a dark little edge to you. And I mean, that is just my little complaint with Guiding Light still. When I watch YouTube and I see it and I think what you could have done more with your character, you know, and I think, you know, they should have a Guiding in my reunion. People, I think there needs to be the Guardian Library Union. Oh,
mm-hmm.
if you want me to talk to my friend Paul Goslin, who is doing Misguided, that is a soap within a soap, and if you need a job, I'm sure I could tell Paul to give you one because he does listen to me. And if you want me to get on the phone with ABC, well, ABC is kind of mad at me right now, but I could try. And if you want me to get on the home of days or YNL or B&B, I will be more than happy to. I mean, I know you're in the East Coast, so I know that would be, you know, traveling, but there are airplanes. And
yeah.
When you're on an airplane, you get the relaxation of sleeping and reading, and you don't have to drive. So I think that could be a really good solution for you.
People do it all the time, and the way the shows are run now, I think there are a lot of actors are not working 5 days a week anymore. So I knew a lot of my friends, Dennis Cosgrove being one of them, would go from Connecticut out to Los Angeles, and he was on General Hospital, wasn't he, Danny? But any event, you know, it's not a the traveling thing is not a big deal anymore.
And if you went over to General Hospital, I mean, come on, you would be back with Laura White. She's on there now, and I just think that's the soap that you should go on to General Hospital, just because I can never miss a day. So, I mean, that would be selfish and really self-serving for me, so that would work. And so do you have any projects you are working on right now?
I just completed two episodes of Venice, Crystal Chappelle's wonderful show. That will be coming out on Labor Day. I was lucky enough to work with Jerry Bedorn, and we play a couple of handymen at this sort of haunted house, I guess you could say. And it's a very funny part, and Jerry and I had a great time, and Crystal had a really great script, and we had a lot of fun. So that's going to come out, I guess, in about 2 weeks. And Venice is a subscription through, what can you get it? It's it'll come to me. But there's a lot of people from the show that will be on there, Robert Newman, Kim Zimmer, Beth Chamberlain, Ricky Paul Golden, myself, Jerry Bedorn. So there's a fan, there's a Guiding Light kind of reunion. And I think Crystal was thinking about that when she was pulling the show together last year. Since we just celebrated our 10-year anniversary since the show's been canceled. Like, can you believe it's been 10 years?
Wow.
Yeah.
That is exciting.
Yeah, and then I'm also working on my play, Breathing Under Dirt, and I got this preeminent, wonderful director, Larry Moss, who's the acting coach for Leonardo DiCaprio and Helen Hunt and Hilary Swank, and he has been working with me on developing the story, and we've workshopped it was it last fall with Margaret Collin and Justin Dees and Danny Cosgrove and Ivana Kopacz, and we had a wonderful turnout, and all the proceeds for that event went to Daytime Stars and Strikes for autism. And that, by the way, Daytime Stars and Strikes will be October 12th, and that's coming up, and that will be another Guiding Light reunion. People just go to Daytime Stars and Strikes. They will just Google that, and they'll get all the event information, and that's on October 12th.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, I feel a little sad that summer is almost over, but I mean, football season, so October doesn't seem that far away, people, but with, you know, the ending of summer with, you know, beginning of summer, I was complaining, Michael, because all the fall TV shows had, like, really good endings, which I haven't watched because I didn't want to wait 3 months. And so now I was thinking before summer, I just wanted to be fall, but now I'm taking my words back because we are finally having, like, the nicest 90-degree weather in Seattle, 85-degree weather, which I will take over the rain any day. If they want to give me snow, okay, I can live with that. But I've seen rain enough. But people, you need to go to the October 12th reunion of Guiding Light. You guys need to get your tickets. Michael, just make sure after the show you give me the information so I can put it on our page. And we have callers for you. And so we are going to go to David, but not David Buzzard, the other David. Hey, David.
Harley, how are you?
Good.
It's been a while.
I know, but we were texting last night, so, you know.
It's good to have the show back. It's good to have the show back.
Yeah, so what's your question for Michael?
Hello, Michael.
First of all, what's your favorite role that you've ever played on the soaps, personally?
Well, I mean, I was on General Hospital for a short period of time. Most people don't know that. I worked with Blackie. John Stamos was ill, or I don't know what was going on, but I filled in for him for about a week and a half. I was a fill-in, and then I went on Guiding Light, and that was really the only soap opera I've been on for my career. So as far as soaps are concerned, it has to be Dr. Reg Power. You know.
All right. With that said, have you ever met John Stamos?
No, I have not. No. I didn't meet him while I was there. He was, I'm not sure what was going on. It was so long ago, but it was 1982, and it was the year before
I got
quite
a ways ago.
Yeah, it was before I was cast on Guiding Light, which was May of 1983, and that was a whirlwind, too. I'll tell you a real quick story how that happened. Most people don't know this story. I was an usher on The Price is Right, and I heard about this casting session for Guiding Light at the CBS studios in Television City, and they were having it for the character of Beth and Mindy. And they had 10 actresses auditioning for those two roles, and I hustled my way in there to try to find a way to audition. And Betty Ray, God rest her soul, our former casting director and just a class act lady, she met with me and she says, you know, I don't see your name on the list. And, you know, but we're casting these 10 women. And would you be kind enough to read with would you be kind enough to screen test with them? And I thought, wow, God, this is a great opportunity. And it was a romantic kissing scene with 10 women. So I thought, hey, this doesn't suck. And
I hope you caught breath mints.
Well, you know, and I had a good time. And I remember Krista Tesoro's screen test specifically and how good she was and Judy Evans. And anyway, I thought that was it. And I went home, and about 3 days later, I was going to Cal State Fullerton University at the time. And I got home from college. And my mom was watching The Guiding Light that particular afternoon. And I walked in and I started making fun of her watching the show. I said, you're wasting your time. This is no good. You know, and she kept saying, shh, Michael, please, please, I'm watching my stories. The phone rings. I pick it up. It's my agent in Los Angeles. And she says, Michael, you're not going to believe this, but they saw your screen test with the Mindy's, young ladies playing for Mindy's and Beth, and they're firing the Rick Bauer, and they want you to replace him, and they want you on an airplane in New York by Friday. And that was on Wednesday, and I got that phone call. So I hang up the phone from my agent, and I turn to my mother, and I go, Mom, you're not going to believe this. I'm going to be playing Dr. Rick Bauer. I'm going to be on your show. And she goes, shh. Michael, please don't talk to me right now. Philip's got gonorrhea, and it's very, very stressful. And can't don't interrupt me during my stories. And I thought,
I love stories like that because the soaps are a generational thing. My grandmother and I, we used to love watching soaps. A lot of parents or grandparents watch soaps with kids and grandkids. And I just have to wonder, what do you think about the way our TV the TV genres are going to be. Now we have the resurgence of Beverly Hills 90210, but it's kind of more like a scripted reality show where it's like a heightened version of reality for the for the actors who are playing the characters at the same time as they used to play in 90210. And I'm just wondering, with all these reality shows, like all these dating shows and all these things, what do you think, is it making it harder for you to be able to look for scripted work, or do you think that we're losing our edge for scripted work on network television?
Well, I think we'd all be naive to think that shows like The Bachelor and I can go on and on and on, Paradise Island. You know, these shows are relatively inexpensive to produce. They don't have to pay the people coming in. And I would suspect that most of the bachelors coming in are being paid scale plus 10. And it's, they're immense money makers and women are watching them. So yeah, to your,
women and a lot of men too.
A lot of men watch soaps too. I mean, I'm raising my hand. I watched The Bachelorette. I watched it this season and,
yep.
You know, it's a train wreck. And
I mean,
I
watch Big Brother. I'm a big Brother fan.
Yeah.
I make no excuses for the fact that I absolutely worship Jackson on Big Brother right now. He's fantastic. I love him. But anyway, that aside, I feel like we're missing something. There were shows that were really good, like Downton Abbey. We're actually going to be getting a movie for Downton Abbey coming out really soon. I don't know if you've ever followed Downton Abbey.
No, but I know a lot of people that have, and that's kind of your classic British soap opera, and well-written and fabulous actors, and I've caught bits and pieces of it, but that's
it gets addictive. It's good. it's so funny. I think the funniest bit was right at the beginning. That's how I got into it. I was over at my mother's house. I came over to visit, and she had Downton Abbey on TV. And I'm like, what in the heck are you watching, Mom? Because she likes a lot of British shows. And then we see this guy my thought was passed out. He's being carried down the hall by a couple of women. It turns out the character had just died while having sex with one of the women who was the daughter of the guy who runs the house.
Mm-hmm.
So the daughter was having sex with this guy, this foreign diplomat, and he keels over while doing it, okay? And then they had to sneak it back into his bedroom so there wouldn't be a scandal. And I'm watching them drag him, half-carried, drag him down the hall in the middle of the night. And I'm sitting down, and I'm watching them thinking, what in the world am I watching? And before I knew it, I was hooked. I loved it. And it's stuff like that. We need good writing like that.
Hey, David, we have other callers too, remember?
Yes, of course. Have a good night, and thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks, David. Nice to talk to you.
Okay. Bye, David. Okay, now we are going to Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Michael. Hey, Carly.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, I want to just say, first off, Carly made a good point in the beginning of the show how it would be great to get you back on General Hospital with Laura Wright being on there and Rebecca Budding being on there, and being that there are former Guy and Light stars, and Emmy Ryan, who was Lizzie for a while towards the end, from I think the time that Crystal Hunt left to the end of the series. I mean, it would be great to just maybe get into a little bit of a reunion with those guys.
That would be wonderful. I don't think I've ever had the pleasure of meeting the casting director from GH. He's been there forever. I should know his name by now, but
mm-hmm.
It would be great. I spoke to Rebecca Budig. We've been speaking, I guess, what, a month ago? And
mm-hmm.
we caught up, and we are so close, and she's such a doll baby, and I'm glad that she's working, and
mm-hmm.
know, her, she's her charming, and, you know, Rebecca's everything that you see on that show. She's just a,
yeah.
amazing.
I'm just glad that they brought her back, because I don't know what they would have just done if they didn't bring back her on the show. And I'm glad that Laura and Wes is on the show, because I know they're dating right now, and I know that they were on Guy and Light for a while, so it would be great to catch up with them, and maybe catch up with Emmy, because she kind of kept herself busy after Guy and Light ended, going to Young and Restless to play Abby, and then coming over to General Hospital, of course, to play Lulu. So it would be
right.
great to just
yeah.
keep up to date with them. But the question I actually have is did you get a chance to work with Judy Evans when she was Beth, or did you work with Beth Chamberlain when she was Beth?
I've worked both with Beth Chamberlain and with Judy Evans.
Mm-hmm.
I think I started the show maybe, I don't know, maybe two weeks after Judy started.
Mm-hmm.
Judy was cast. They saw my screen test, and then they hired me to come in. And
mm-hmm.
So we all pretty much started the same time. I think Grant preceded me by a year.
Mm-hmm.
Grant started in 82. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we all kind of came in at the same time, and then Pamela Long wrote that just amazing story for the four of us, and
right.
the rest is history, you know.
Right, right. Because I know Kim came over from One Life to Live, and then after the series ended, she was on One Life to Live for a brief time until it left ABC. And I know, Benson, who is now on Bold and Beautiful, was on there for a little bit with Judy before he left to go to All My Children, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yep.
So, but it's kind of a small world, you know, and I kind of just maybe just have to say, since you're doing a good job for autism, being I'm autism myself, and having these events to donate money for autism and stuff like that, it's great that you're doing something like this. And
well,
I just wish I could have just
Bobby.
Gone.
Thank you.
Yeah, I wish I could have just gone to New York and just end up meeting you guys and just hanging out with you guys during that weekend. But unfortunately, money is tight, and I understand.
Yeah.
But I'll put in a good word for y'all. And next
awesome.
Time I'm on social media.
Because
next time I'm on social
together,
media,
whether it's for my play or for autism or for
mm-hmm.
Crystal's wonderful show,
right.
Venice, it seems that we all find a way to get together again. So
right, right. Well, I'll try to keep in touch with Crystal because I think she's on Twitter, or I can just keep in touch with Jessica because she's on social media, and I can probably just give them the word, or Nalia, since she's still on Venice and for the time being is still on Days of Our Lives, even though she probably just left, and her last days on that show will probably come next 2 weeks. But
mm-hmm.
I'll definitely put in a good word for the Venice cast also as well. I may look at some classic episodes on YouTube just to catch up.
Yeah, it's great. It's great that we have YouTube that we can look back, and I don't know if you've gotten a chance to see our last day. That video is floating out there, and I can't believe that's 10 years ago.
Yeah, because I remember 10 years ago, I was just literally just watching the show, and I couldn't get through half of the show because I was like pointing like this was going to be the last day. So I ended up just turning off the TV because I just didn't want to get hooked on General Hospital, even though I was following General Hospital and getting like very closely at the time. I was just like, just didn't know what was going to happen to you guys, because I know that there was rumors going on that after she was going to move out west after she had her baby and try out an acting job, and she eventually got Abby on Young and Restless, and I know that Melissa's now Abby on Young and Restless, so that just kind of was great to see what she had done since she left, and I think it was the same thing with everybody else, because half of the cast either went to All My Children, Days of Our Lives, or General Hospital, or One Life to Live at the time and after One Life to Live and All My Children ended, they just decided that they all just disappeared from the spotlight, and others just went on to do plays and stuff like that. Because I know Kim very well after Guiding Light was over, Kim and Gina went to One Life to Live for a brief time, and then after that series was over, I think Kim done some plays and Gina ended up going to YNR as Phyllis. So that was an interesting history right there. But it was a pleasure to talk to you, and I know you got some other calls, and I don't want them to be on here all night, but anytime you're in Fayetteville, North Carolina, if you have a play or something like Robert had a couple months ago with Annie, I'll be happy to see if I can get tickets to the play and maybe get a backstage pass and we can meet up then.
That would be great.
All right, have a good one.
All
right, have a good one.
Okay, Bobby, I'll be putting you on hold. Yay, Maggie's here, you guys. Hey, Maggie, you're on the phone with me and Michael. Maggie?
Oh, me? Oh, okay. I didn't know I'd be next. I'm sorry. Hi, Michael. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you doing? Maggie?
Yes, Maggie. Right. I started to get tears again when we were talking about the last episode of Guiding Light, and I go, my God. I can't, 10 years? I cannot believe this.
It was, I got to say, I'm so blessed. It was an absolute miracle for me in my life to have these wonderful people as my friends, not only as my friends, but to have this show and have these amazing, people don't talk much about the cameraman and the production staff, but I got to tell you, it was very, very rare that we had a bad apple in the bunch, and we were truly a family. So, I was looking at that video where everybody said goodbye, and I got a knot in my stomach. It was it was a special time.
Oh, God. Well, my family, I was raised in love of life. At First Camaro, a world turns and guiding light. And my grandmother, you couldn't go visit, I'd be there with her, but I'd be watching TV with her. And it was like, she said, no, everybody sit here, sit still, whatever, guiding light's coming on. And I go, oh, okay. And I really got into it. They became like a family. You guys. Oh, God,
it's really great. But, we stay in touch. There's a group of guys that get together every 3 months in the city. Bruce Berry, our director, Peter Simon, Jerry Dorn, Jay Hammer, myself, Grant, Robert Newman. We all get together probably once every 3 or 4 months, and we meet for dinner in the city, which is really wonderful.
Wonderful. Well, like regular families, relatives are here and there, and you don't get to see one of that often, but it's wonderful that you guys do this,
Well,
you are family.
We are family. I talk to Ron Raines at least once a week.
Oh, how's he doing?
He's doing great. He's got a a very preeminent singing career, and he travels around the world, and he teaches it, and so Ron is doing fantastic, and as you know, Ron's done some Broadway shows, and he's just doing great.
God bless.
Yeah.
Wow, that's wonderful. Yeah, because to me, this whole family, they're become family. It's not like these stupid other shows that they put on for replace the talk shows. This was better, scripted. It should be scripted, you know. And besides, it gives writers a job writing stuff. And you feel bad when they leave, and then you're always hoping, oh, well, somebody will pick them up on a different station. And you wait.
Yeah.
But luckily, a lot of them have popped over on the other soaps, but it's still not the same.
Well, I hope the medium survives, and that we have these shows and they sustain and keep going.
Mm-hmm.
I'd hate for the genre to go away. It would be awful.
Exactly, and that's what I would worry about, because we lost you guys, and I hope and pray we always keep, the writer of us, Journal has one man. And to keep it going, because they're necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And, So how's your summer been doing?
How's my what?
Summer doing.
Oh, it's
summer
great.
Weather.
It's great. I'm engaged to be married to a wonderful woman. And
God bless.
And I'm living on the shore in New Jersey, and I relocated, and I love it out here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm teaching acting out here, and I got a play that I'm in the middle of producing with Larry Moss. And, got a chance to work with Crystal and did an episode of a show called New Amsterdam, which is on CBS.
I love that show.
Yeah. And just keeping busy, and I'm really kind of focusing on the writing right now. And I've got a wonderful producer who's interested, so it's writing a play is not a not a sprint. It's a very intensive. Yeah, it just takes some time. So, but I've been lucky enough that I've had the Guiding Light cast to help me workshop it. So it's been really great.
Wow, that's great. And then the short Jersey Shore is probably more relaxing inspiration, whatever that you can. Tune into it instead of being a bigger city and being distracted with whatever buses and everything else, noises. And that's good. It's right on the shore. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's wonderful that you got to come on the show again. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. And nice talking to you. And I always like to say thank you to our folks that watch the show. And you gave us these great jobs for many years. So thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you very much. You're always on our mind.
I'm going to bring on David before he assists me.
I know.
Hey, David, you on the air with us?
I'm Michael Aydor.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for coming on.
Oh.
What's my favorite action? Oh, question. Okay, where have you been your favorite storyline? Why you know Gerard gotten at me? What has been your favorite storyline?
I'm sorry, I missed your question. What was it again?
What has been your favorite storyline that you've been part of on Guiding Light?
My
favorite storyline. The one I have the most sort of I wax poetic about would have to be the Rick, Philip, Mindy, Beth storyline. So I think that was my favorite storyline, and that was the first one I had. And I thought, God, is this the way it's supposed to be all the time? And I would say that was probably my favorite. The second favorite was the one with Ross and Blake when the whole twin storyline. That was a lot of fun. And then I would say just in general, anytime I had a chance to work with, Peter Simon and Sarita Bauer and Beverly McKenzie, Maeve Kincaid, and Jordan Clark. You know, anytime that I got a chance to work with our so-called like senior actors on the show, because most of them weren't that much older than we were, truth be told. But anytime I had the chance to work with anybody like that, Larry Gates, William Roderick, the list goes on and on of these actors that were just preeminent actors in their time, and they did this show. And I mean, look at these names I just named. So those two are my favorite storylines. And then I would just say in general, anytime I had a chance to work with any of those actors, it was a great day.
Awesome. Yeah. What would Michael Lando like to work with?
What's that?
Michael Lando. Michael Zaslow.
Oh, Michael Zaslow was just Michael was a complete and total pro, and Michael had so much charisma and presence, and Michael really was a leader on the set. You know, he was just great. And it's still to this day very sad to think of, you know, what happened to him. And it's just awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we missed him. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for taking my question, and thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a nice weekend.
You too, thanks.
Yeah, we will love you back. After the Guiding Light reunion on the 12th, but you let us know how it was, because we, all of us, will be dying to know how it is. So people that cannot be there, we would love to know how it, you know, went.
Well, a lot of good things coming up with Venice, and we have the, you know, what really will be a Guiding Light reunion on October 12th, ostensibly. We will have so many of the actors. I don't know what the list is right now, but it'll be a three-day event. There's karaoke. There's bowling. Then there's going to be an outdoor barbecue. So it's a three-day event, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I don't know what the tickets are right now. I think the bar barbecue is sold out. But, you know, for people that live in the tri-state area, come on, you know, it probably won't be as cost prohibitive. And I think the tickets are very reasonable. So I would just tell everybody to go to Daytime Stars and Strikes and go to just Google that. And then all the information will be there for you.
Perfect. Have a great weekend, Michael. Thanks for
calling
in.
Thank you very much, Carly. Good talking to you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Hey, everyone. We are gonna do like 10 minutes, like 5 minutes or so of soap talk, because someone is leaving in the morning, and meaning me, and I am not an early morning person. Maggie can testify to that. I do not like mornings, especially Saturday mornings when you're supposed to sleep in. But you know, I am going to a state where I don't have to pay tax. So yes, I have a couple of quick announcements. Tuesday we are here at 11 p.m. West Coast time with Stephen King, Weaver, TK sister, TK Weaver the sister, and we have a lot of fun little guests.
wait, back up, Carly. You're saying 11 p.m. West Coast time?
Me 11 a.m.
Or the 11 p.m.
and
thanks for being
we
bad.
Have you know, we have so many guests coming on, and I'm sorry, Bobby, I didn't know you were still on here. Do you mean sorry?
I'm sorry, Carly.
So we have a lot of guests coming on, and then people, it's football season coming up. Yay! Ooh. The Seahawks are going to take it this year, along with the Bull, Chicago Bears. Hey,
we're
Brian,
playing right now.
Wait a minute.
Hey, Brian. Right now.
You're just catching the last couple of minutes.
Hey, Carly. Just calling in and let you know that I did put a programming note out there to people on Twitter on the poster. It does say 11 p.m., but it's actually 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And Devin and TK have both retweeted it out there that it is 11 a.m. to let everybody know. So it is 11 a.m. on
you,
Pacific Standard Time.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. Thanks for being bad at that time.
On Tuesday, and then Thursday we have Paulo Bianco. Okay, he played Kristen's husband on Border Beautiful. He's been on here before. He's totally cute. He's totally handsome. And then
when is this?
Paul Groening.
On Thursday, next Thursday at 2 p.m. we have Paulo Bento. Okay, I can't. You know, it's a really long last name, but we have him. And Daytime After Dark has got a very special interview coming up on the 28th. I am not going to tell you guys who now because I believe in making you guys suffer. Well, some of you guys suffer, you know. If your name is not Maggie, then, you know, pretty much, you know, you really don't know what's going on because Maggie knows everything.
Okay, I can live with that.
Who is it?
Yeah, Maggie knows everything.
Who is it?
And let's see. And people, let's remember, Brian is doing a great job on the banners, posters.
Yes, he is.
Along with David, he's our new PR guy, too, and he's doing the music, FYI, so that's going on, and this, everyone pray for Sunday that the Seahawks win. I know it's only preseason, but I want my team to win.
Thank you for life.
I gotta say the same thing about the Bears, Maggie, because they're losing.
We're losing right now, 13.
I know.
They're gonna drive me insane. I was supposed to cut back.
And I'm right now next to a bar where I'm hearing the Panthers game, so it's not helping that much. Because one, the game is on the NFL Network, but I've been getting a lot of people saying they end up getting the Bucks Dolphins game, so I don't want to end up complaining, especially with some of the way that DirecTV is with them taking off the NFL Network. But since they got the CBS thing. So, cause
I just have one comment about the soaps before we go. Okay, there's Franco, Drew Franco, Brie Napping.
It's terrible.
Okay, me, I'm not saying I don't like Franco, but they did have to mess up his mind. The doctors were evil. Simon is dying now. Simon should have been dead months ago. And for anyone that feels sorry for the SOB needs professional help. Why, Maggie?
Right. Well, he's going to have company.
He's a predator. He's a rapist.
Mm-hmm.
He kidnapped little kids. Okay, he should be like
ship to the moon. No, I know.
Off the street. Well, he's
stop
in
reading.
Jail, but I want Sonny and Jason to kick his ass. I just want the whole town to punch them all, and I just want to say Michael was my hero the other day when he threw him in the elevator. That could have been more well played. And Cameron should went after the SOB, too. Okay, Simo is my most hated. Simo is my most hated character right now. He makes Julian Duvall look like a saint.
He does.
And that is saying something right there, by Maggie.
He's turned out. I really like Julian.
Guys, what
now.
Do you think of my questions that I asked? Because I.
Right.
Did I hear it?
Right.
Luana?
I said, what do you think of the questions I asked when I asked the questions? So what do you think?
You did terrific.
Really
good questions.
Good. That's well,
yeah.
David.
I mean,
I've been a little rusty, but I thought I'd give it a try.
I haven't watched the last 2 days of the soaps, which I'm going to do.
I'm sorry, Carly, but let me just say one thing. Quit trying to bring Helena back from the dead already. She she's already become the seven-year-old general of General Hospital, coming back from the dead so many times that we don't even know if she's still alive or not.
Wait, who are we talking about?
Helena.
Remember,
Helena's going to be in a flashback. She's going to be in a flashback of Shiloh.
We don't know if Nicholas is coming back.
I love Helena. Even in flashbacks, she still haunts. I love Helena. She's one of my favorite characters on the show.
They have a problem.
Now,
guys, I would love to have Constance Towers on the show. She would be great to interview. I would love to have her.
Is the next 2 weeks of all the soaps should be good. So we should end this now. The Go Chicago Bears win the game for us. Win the game. And we will be back here on Tuesday. At 11 p.m. 2 p.m.
Well, I might not. I'm
11 a.m.
It should be a.m. not p.m. because, geez, on the East Coast, you know what time that is? You know what time that is?
2 a.m.
If it's 11 p.m.
Yeah, remember now, I put out there on Twitter, letting the fans know that there is an auto error on the poster where it says p.m., but it is a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
That's what I thought, because the math does not add up
here. So please don't call in at 11 p.m. because there won't be no show.
I don't like receiving calls in the middle of the night from Carly, let alone anybody else.
Okay, you guys, we are going to end it right here because the show's over, but we will be back on Tuesday at 11 p.m.
I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to make it onto the show, but I'll try to make it in just to talk to you, Devin. And if not, then tell her I said hi, and I'm sorry I missed her call.
Okay. Bye, guys. Have a
bye,
great
guys.
Weekend.
Goodbye.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.